is much worse at this point. Even as they are trying to reassure other allies in the region that this isn't as bad as you may think.
Which is why you hear the president talking about the logic of the deal.
Right.
Well, and I was struck at that press conference. The story I wrote was focused on this. I thought of his love for Mr. Spock, which he has expressed, logic and science. The White House is coming really hard with the science on this deal, trying to make it seem as though there's really no counterargument at all. And that drives opponents crazy, by the way.
But what about the science of the deal, guys?
Well, there's a reason that Ernie Moniz, the former head of nuclear physics at MIT and now the energy secretary, was brought to this deal. Because there was a second negotiation going on that in some ways was more fascinating than the one between Secretary Kerry and Minister Javad Zarif, the Iranian foreign minister. And that was between Moniz and his counterpart, his Iranian counterpart, who also went to MIT as a student. And that conversation was an effort to depoliticize the issue by coming up with technical solutions to what was essentially a political problem. And they managed to do it. Much of it down in the wine cellar of the Coburg Palace Hotel, which was down so deep in the rocks of this old site that the Iranians began to call it Fordo, which is the name of their underground nuclear enrichment center.
Ooh. How many bottles of wine were down there?
60,000.
I don't think any of them were consumed during this negotiation, though. Let's not give people the wrong idea. It did look like a dungeon down there.
It did look like a dungeon, and we were told definitively there is no wine in Fordo. But there was plenty of radioactive material, which all has got to come out under this agreement. But the idea here was take the politics out. The problem is that when this goes to Congress, if your vision of what the deal was going to be was take apart all of Iran's nuclear facilities, dismantle everything, there's nothing that Ernest Moniz can say to you that you're going to like.